This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's military announced Thursday what it called new and improved measures to bring humanitarian aid into the Gaza Strip, including constructing a new land crossing into northern Gaza. International humanitarian groups have complained for months about barriers in bringing aid by truck into Gaza, citing both delays by the Israeli military and a lack of safe access to areas such as northern Gaza. In a video statement, military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said a new crossing would enable 58 more trucks per day to pass through from the seaport of Ashdod to the crossing and into Gaza.
The combination of these new measures means that we expect the daily average of trucks going into Gaza to go up gradually from 350 per day to around 500 per day.
The head of the UN Migration Agency said Thursday fatigue among international donors could compound the issues created by the mass displacement of Ukrainians after Russia's invasion, making the situation more expensive to solve. UN data indicates Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February of 2022 triggered the biggest refugee crisis in Europe this century, with 6.5 million Ukrainian refugees having been recorded globally and 3.7 million displaced within Ukraine. International Organization for Migration Director General Amy Pope said the war dragging on can weaken the resolve of some donor nations, citing funding from the U.S. currently tied up in Congress.
If the donor community walks away right now, it's not going to fix the problem. Actually, the problem could become compounded and become more expensive. And then ultimately, we're not only talking about a much more significant response, but we're talking about greater loss of life, greater instability, greater regional instability.
This is VOA.